What's happening, ZPAC? It's your boy ZDog MD. I am coming live and direct out of our little mini sabbatical rental place in Portola Valley, California. And I'm in the kitchen because that's where a man belongs. You know what I'm saying? Oh, guys, today's topic I just came up with because I just saw this article. The Myth of Drug Expiration Dates, a ProPublica article that was sent to me by a few people. And really is interesting because many, many, many nurses and pharmacists have sent me messages over the years saying, I wish we could do something about how we waste drugs. The minute that they reach their, quote, expiration date, we have to throw them out by law. And a lot of these drugs are expensive. Some of them are under shortages. And in hospital settings, pharmacy settings, and even home settings, this can be very expensive. Case in point, EpiPen. EpiPen is often kept in sort of warm conditions. You take it on the road, wherever you're going. And if it hits its expiration date, many parents are terrified to continue to keep it and they have to buy a new one. And at EpiPen's cost of $300 to $600 a dose, escalated due to Lovely Pharma and PBM, Pharmacy Benefit Manager, antics, this gets really ridiculous. So this ProPublica piece done in conjunction with NPR actually goes through some of this stuff, like where does, and I've linked it in the description for the video today. And for the podcast listeners, welcome back. I stopped posting podcasts for a little while just because I didn't think the audio quality was good enough from my phone, but now I've got this mic and I turned the refrigerator off, so all our food is going to go bad, so you can have slightly less annoying audio. There's still a dog barking out there, and probably we're due for the big California earthquake. So that at least will make it exciting audio-wise and maybe video-wise. All right, so I'm going to go through this article and we're going to talk about it and we're going to take comments. And I say hi to Suzanne Hurt, who says evening. So apparently it's later in other parts of the world. It's about 4:10 p.m. Pacific time. All right. The myth of drug expiration dates, and hospitals and pharmacists are required to toss expired drugs, which those of us in healthcare know, no matter how expensive or vital. Meanwhile, the FDA has long known that many remain safe and potent for years longer. Now, let me also say, is it in pharma's interest to extend expiration dates? Of course not. If something expires, then you make money replacing it. And so it has not been in anyone's interest economically on the production side to worry about expiration dates being extended. And this goes for Sonicare toothbrush heads. Replace them every 3 months as they expire. But they don't. They work just fine many more months after that, at least according to my beautiful grill, which is neither beautiful nor a grill. All right, let's go through this. So it's interesting. This article starts out with a description of this interesting finding. In the back closet of a retail pharmacy, they found a box of prescription drugs that predated the 1969 moon landing. So they were 30 to 40 years past their expiration dates. Maybe they were toxic. Maybe they were not potent. Maybe worthless. And remember, an impotent drug, I said impotent, can be as dangerous as one that's actually become toxic because it doesn't have the intended effect. And if a patient's relying on it, EpiPen's a good example, other medications obviously that are essential that they work when taken, that's just as bad as it being toxic. Okay, so Lee Cantrell, who helps run the California Poison Control System, respect, love those guys, called them many times. The cash was an opportunity to answer an enduring question about the actual shelf life of drugs. Could these drugs from the bell-bottom era still be potent? Let's find out. So it was a cool thing. They decided, look, since pharmacies and hospitals and human beings routinely toss out billions in a year in expired drugs, are they really expired? So Girona and Cantrell, a pharmacist and a toxicologist, knew that the term expiration date was a misnomer. The date on drug labels are simply the point up to which the Food and Drug Administration and pharmaceutical companies guarantee their effectiveness, typically 2 or 3 years. In fact, it's often 2 or 3 years for most drugs, which means there's really not a lot of customization going on here. And it's probably not super accurate, right? So they said, okay, but the dates don't necessarily mean they're ineffective immediately after they expire, just that there's no incentive for drug makers to study whether they could still be usable because they make more money selling you new, fresh versions of the drug. ProPublica researched why the U.S. healthcare system is the most expensive in the world, and one of the answers is waste, so they wanted to look at this drug thing. So what if the system is destroying drugs that are technically expired but could be safely used? Now, many nurses have messaged me, and their intuition is that this is exactly what we do. We toss out perfectly good drugs because of regulations. So in the lab, Girona ran tests on these decade-old drugs, including some now defunct brands, such as the diet pill Obacel, once pitched to doctors with a portly figurine called Mr. Obacel. Ah, let's bring Mr. Obacel back, Z-Pack. I like that. I still am a big fan of the drug Obacalp, which is placebo spelled backwards. Very effective. Very, very effective drug. Overall, the bottles contained 14 different compounds, including antihistamines, pain relievers, stimulants. All the drugs tested were in their original sealed containers. The findings surprised the researchers. A dozen, so 12 of the 14 compounds, were still as potent as when they were manufactured 40 years ago. And some at 100% of their labeled concentrations. Lo and behold, the active ingredients are still pretty darn stable, says Cantrell. And obviously, I don't think you can generalize across medications based on these what sound like mostly over-the-counter type drugs, but this is really interesting. Now, the question is, since, you know, when you're tossing these drugs, a lot of times, especially if there's a shortage or something else going on, it's a huge cost and it just hurts to do it because you're like, these are perfectly good medications, right? And the worst part is if any of them get in the hands of kids, especially expired narcotics and things like that, it can be very damaging. We all know they still work. So refining our prescription drug dating process could save billions. So the way that they do it now, according to the article, is the pharma companies have to, like, they heat the drugs, they put them in humidity, they stress them out, and then they determine, okay, when do they lose potency? And then they tell the FDA. The FDA says, we agree, we don't disagree. And then that's the expiration date for the drug. And the idea is that they, that this goes back about half a century. So when the FDA began requiring manufacturers to add the information, the time limits would then allow them to make sure that they're going to work for patients. It also checks down, the drug maker zaps it with intense heat, soaks it in moisture, and sees how it degrades under stress, and then they give that date. So once the drug is launched, the makers run tests to ensure that it continues to be effective up until its labeled expiration date. But there is no incentive to extend the date or test past the date. In fact, it costs a lot of money because the regulations make it expensive and time-consuming for manufacturers to extend expiration dates, says a analytic chemist who's part of the focus group at the American Association of Pharmaceutical Scientists. Sounds like an evil cabal, doesn't it? But they're actually doing work to try to save lives. So it's more profitable for companies to just let them expire and replace them. So what's interesting then is that it's an open secret among medical professionals that these expiration dates are bogus. So I use expired drugs all the time. And in fact, there's no documented evidence, according to this article, and I think I agree with this, in the medical literature that these compounds become toxic when they expire. Rather, they're going to lose potency. And actually, the ones that they found actually really do lose potency are albuterol inhalers. And I found this to be the case personally with albuterol. It doesn't work very well after its expiration date. Liquid medications, epinephrine and diphenhydramine topical solutions, so Benadryl topical solutions. And actually, I remember giving Z-Pup some Benadryl that had expired by about 3 years, and it didn't do crap. And I went and got a new set, and it did do crap. Now, whether that was a placebo effect or maybe the diphenhydramine is less stable, it's hard to know. But definitely we noticed that empirically, that it was less potent. So, okay, that being said, in 1986, the Air Force was hoping to save on some drug replacement costs. So they asked the FDA if certain dates could be extended. In response, they created this thing called the Shelf Life Extension Program. Each year, drugs from the stockpiles are selected based on their value and pending expiration, and they're analyzed. They're actually analyzed in batches to determine whether the end dates could be safely extended. For several decades, the program found that the actual shelf life of many drugs is well beyond the original expiration dates. A 2006 study of 122 drugs tested by this program showed that two-thirds of the expired medications were stable, and every time a lot was tested, two-thirds were stable. Each of them had their expiration dates extended on average by more than 4 years, according to research published in the Journal of Pharmaceutical Sciences. So this is amazing, right? We are wasting millions, if not billions of dollars in tossing drugs. Now, some that failed to hold their potency, and they comment on this again, asthma, inhalant, albuterol, topical rash spray, diphenhydramine, so that was a spray version of Benadryl, and a local anesthetic made from lidocaine and epi. But they confirm here, who's the expert? Kathleen Clancy, Associate Medical Director of the National Capital Poison Center, a nonprofit affiliated with George Washington University, has never heard of anyone being harmed by expired drugs. There's no recorded instance of such harm in the medical literature. So that old wives' tale, now, oh my, you're going to poison someone with an expired drug, is not true. Now, it might not be as potent as it was when it was made, at least to our knowledge so far. So, this was a huge return of investment for the federal government, right? And the Department of Defense maintains a stockpile of about $13.6 billion in medications and said that it cost in 2016 $3.1 million to run this testing extension program. But it saved the department from replacing $2.1 billion in expired drugs. So this is a hugely beneficial idea to actually test the drugs to see if they're worth extending the expiration date. To put that magnitude of a return investment in everyday terms, it says it's like spending a dollar to save $677. Wow. So we didn't have any idea that some of the products would be so damn stable, so robustly stable beyond the shelf life, says Ajaz Hussain, one of the scientists who formerly helped oversee the extension program. It's a shame to throw away good drugs. All right. So here's the question. Medical providers have pushed for a change in the approach to expiration dates with no success. In 2000, the AMA, seeing that this was going to be a crisis, adopted a resolution urging action. The shelf life of many drugs, it wrote, seemed to be considerably longer than their expiration dates, leading to unnecessary waste, higher pharmaceutical costs, and possibly reduced access to necessary drugs for some patients. And so they sent a letter to the FDA and the pharma advocacy or lobbying group. And no one remembers the details, just that the effort fell flat. So there you go. There's no incentive to do this profit-wise for pharmaceutical companies. So that being said, you're looking at EpiPens. They actually studied EpiPens, and they looked at 40 EpiPens that were returned by consumers after the expiration date. So these were real-world conditions, and they'd been expired from between 1 and 50 months. And what they found is that 24 of the 40 expired devices contain, and these are liquid, so they are more generally more unstable than solid formulations of pharmaceuticals. At least 24 of the 40, so over half, contained 90% of their stated amount of epinephrine, enough to be considered as potent as when they were made. All of them contained at least 80% of their labeled concentration of the medication. The takeaway: even EpiPens stored in less than ideal real-world conditions may last longer than their labels say they do. And if there's no other option, an expired EpiPen may be better than nothing, says Cantrell. So what can we take away from this? Let's read some comments. Hang on. I'm going to pull up your comments now on the big iPad and see if I can read more at once. I gotta turn it this way. How annoying is that? Look at this guy's face. That bald chump. What does he know? Let's see. How many people do we know that flush all their expired drugs down the toilet, screws up our water supply, take them to a take back day or a police station, says Karen Palmer. This is the other thing. Actual disposal matters, right? So this is an environmental cost as well as a financial cost. People don't get kickbacks from pharma. That's illegal. I'm a former pharma employee. I guess Susan Robinson is responding to someone else's comment. Required to toss doesn't mean they've been destroyed. Ever wonder why the samples show up in strange places? Says Liz Mongieri. And actually, someone was quoted in the in the article, a pharmacist was saying, you know, I just take this stuff home and use it with my family because it's we know it's perfectly good. So that's a little dicey, but there you go. From the mouths of babes. I was told at Target, if you return any medicine, even OTCs, and they're still sealed, they need to throw it away. Same with food products, chocolate, all of it is shameful. They need to figure out a way to donate, Kelly Adams. I mean, look, dude, the third world could use these drugs, right? Free clinics. There's lots of homeless clinics. Lots of people are struggling with medications. And if they're 80% as potent as when you got them, you know, maybe we should do some random testing for potency. The FDA should pay for it using our tax dollars because that's a good use of tax money. And we can actually save a shit ton of money. By the way, speaking of a shit ton of money, I would like to go to a quick Facebook ad to support this show to pay for Logan's diapers and our studio expansion. Please stay with me for 15 seconds. Tell me what you see and we'll come back. We're going to take more of your comments and talk about. All right, we're back. Thanks for sticking with us. I still see a commercial on mine going. There we go. We're back. All right. Aaron Bath brings up an interesting point. Speaking of drug waste, they should make IV drugs in the correct dosages, seeing we're wasting so much, like a 0.2 mg dose of Dilaudid and then waste the rest, seeing it's only stocked in 1 milligram, right? It's almost like they want us to overdose people. Otherwise, we're just wasting it. We're tossing it. I agree with that. You know, what about all the drugs that are wasted daily in the ED, Crystal Desena? I mean, it costs millions and billions of dollars yearly. Debbie Crumpton points out, if our water supply is so contaminated, I should be high AF. By the way, here's the thing. Homeopathic doses of these drugs show up in our water supply. And yet we do not get homeopathic effects on the population from these drugs, you know, being drank in the water. Therefore, homeopathy is bullshit. Science! Unused antibiotics can be donated to animal rescues. Amy Nelson, that's a great idea. Aaron O'Shaughnessy says their expired drugs go to third world countries, which I feel really good about. Now, if you really believe they were harmful, you'd be doing them a disservice. So we clearly don't believe they're harmful. So I think the bottom line, let me read a few more comments here. Let's see. Does it matter if the bottles or containers are opened? Would an open bottle of Tylenol last just as long as an unopened one, Kara Johnson? This is a great question because the pharmaceuticals that were studied in this particular case that were 30, 40 years old were sealed containers. So what happens when you open them? They're exposed to air and humidity and all of that. I wonder what the legal ramifications might be of using expired drugs. I can see how that would be an excuse hospitals would use. Ray Carucci, of course, it's illegal. That's an FDA thing, I'm pretty sure. So hospitals have to toss these drugs. All right, and Brian King says negative, open bottles are a no-go. So, you know, let's go back to the article for a second because I want to see their punchline on this. Four scientists who worked on the FDA extension program told ProPublica that something like this could work for drugs stored in hospital pharmacies where the conditions are carefully controlled. So those are simple, relatively speaking, to home use, right? By the way, for people who are watching the video, you can see these beautiful God beams coming down from the skylight above. I'm going to keep that going because I like it. You know, and the FDA doesn't have a position on this yet. And so in a 2015 commentary in Mayo Clinic Proceedings called Extending Shelf Life Just Makes Sense, they also suggested that drug makers could be required to set a preliminary expiration date and then update it after long-term testing. An independent organization could also do testing similar to that done by FDA extension program, or data from the extension program could be applied to properly stored medication. So there are potential solutions, guys, for this issue, and it could save us a ton of money. And if we're trying to build a health 3.0 system, it's more efficient, more cost-effective, and delivers value, we have to look at expired medication safety. Aaron O'Shaughnessy says, the beams give your dome a glorious glow. It's not easy being a prophet of health 3.0, Aaron. And this is my crown. Let's see, expired aspirin is easy. It smells like vinegar. Jeff Middendorf, I didn't know that. Is that true, guys? Rachel Schlichtman, what are your thoughts on getting drugs from Canada to help cost? It's out of control. My thoughts are, why do that when we can just fix the costs locally? We need to address the root cause. The Canada solution is a Band-Aid on the ultimate problem, which is the United States, through our high costs, subsidizes R&D for the rest of the world. We ought to do that R&D more efficiently. We ought to change regulations so that pharmaceutical companies can be more nimble. Smaller companies can do research and get drugs to market without the incredible risk and cost. They're incredibly risk averse because it's incredibly expensive. Let's fix those issues. And that's not saying, oh, kowtow to what pharma wants. It's saying make it more efficient and let's focus on drug development improvements and efficiencies that allow us to do it more inexpensively. And that way we're not subsidizing the rest of the world getting cheap drug prices. So that's one thought that needs to be addressed. So re-importing drugs from Canada doesn't address the root cause of expensive drug prices, although it feels good in theory, and it might be a short-term solution. Dudes and gals, it's been legit. I'm going to go pick up my kids from their little camp. Thank you for joining us for this show, and please re-listen on the podcast. Hit share. Share the iTunes link for the podcast as well, and the blog post and all the other mechanisms allows us to grow Incident Report into a meaningful platform for your voice. And I'm going to end, speaking of a platform, with another ad so that I can get Logan some diapers. And that's how you can help us support the show, just simply by sitting through an advertisement that's technically targeted to you. And it's kind of fun to see what Facebook thinks you're about. So guys, the other ways you can support us are on Patreon and by hitting share. Just hit share. That helps us a lot. Thank you much. And I'll see you tomorrow. I love you, Z-Pack. We out.